need to climb a mountain is a little rope, a little muscle power.
Scavenger's Paradise, where one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Here, two wizards of industrial magic will do battle with the machines they build.
Crash is an engineering Einstein who prefers theory to reality.
His arch rival is Bowser. He can bash together any machine, but hates doing the math.
It's a clash of brains versus brawn.
Before tackling the trash, we'll brief Bowser and Crash about the challenge they'll be facing.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to our Junkyard Mega Mountain.
Today you guys are going to be building rock crawlers.
You guys start at the beginning of our obstacle course. You go up the mountain, down the side. Whoever goes furthest and fastest over the course will be the winner.
Excellent. It's a game of torque.
From the start, Crash does the math. Here, it's friction coefficients.
Oh, Swirl's got absolutely no grip. Oh, we're not going up that.
Bowser, well, he's bashing rocks.
This is going to be hell.
This is going to take serious teamwork.
Today's motley crew is worth its weight in heavy metal.
All right, Crash, Bowser, it is time to pick your team.
From side.
Bowser wins first crack at his dream team.
Gus.
Gus fabricates race cars. He's a picky perfectionist.
I'll take Pat.
Yeah.
Pat is an army diver who can weld underwater. He's a straight shooter in public, but a junkaholic at home.
Sparky.
All right.
Sparky's a demolition man and a hardcore driver.
Why choose Chopper Rat?
Chopper Rat's a badass bike builder. He's an ace mechanic, but was born to be wild.
Dickie.
Dickie is a certified and certifiable auto mechanic. He's a class clown.
Jane.
Jane's a visionary industrial designer, but he has too many ideas for his own good.
All right, you guys have 10 hours from right now.
Go, go.
And they're off. Everyone's racing to build machines, but only Crash and Bowser know the master plan.
Okay, the name of the game today is Torque, because we're building rock crawlers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Speed is not the issue, because if you try and go fast on this stuff, you get spit out and rolled over.
There's a couple ways you can do it. All right, there's the easy way, and then there's my way of doing it. And we're going to try building it with a Volkswagen. If you can find me one, a microbus. We're going to have all the weight at the back, so it's really light on the front. So when it hits a rock, that can bounce up and down, it can go up and over.
Bowser hopes to find a bus and trash it, keeping only the gas engine and front end. He'll join these parts with a flexible custom chassis. Bowser's vehicle will bump and twist over rocks, driven by the brute force of its rear two-wheel drive.
Speed. It's going to be about momentum, boys, because that ain't going to get much traction once we get up on the steep part, even with the weight on the wheels.
I think it'll work.
Here's the plan. Take it like something light, like a Suzuki Samurai. Strip it to minimum weight, including getting rid of the engine. We'll take a couple of electric golf cart motors. Those things will put out about 20 kilowatts. At top speed, the wheel's going to go like this. One turn every 2 seconds.
If I'm not familiar with golf carts, but they put out a lot of torque?
They put out a frickin' lot of torque.
Crash wants to marry an electric golf cart and an SUV. He'll rip the powerful electric engine out of a golf cart and put it in place of the Suzuki's motor. By linking it to the SUV's transfer case, he'll produce a super strong electric four-wheel drive rock crawler.
Volkswagen, steel tubing, wheels. And then it's just a hell of a lot of building. Go get me some parts.
Go! All right, come on, guys. Right.
Come on, yeah!
Uh-huh.
showtime in the junkyard.
Bowser, I found some, look like some, groundhog tires.
Excellent, bring them in.
Great tires are a must-have for both teams. And all the best ones are rolling in the Bowser.
Heavy or not,
they are pretty heavy.
Woohoo!
What's happening?
What happened?
How you doing, man?
What's going on? Big Cuss, look at
you. Are you taking Bowser to the championship team? Is that, that's all I want to know.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Yeah!
Hey, Crash.
Go ahead.
I've got one golf cart here. Looks like it's pretty decent.
Is it 2 kilowatt or a 20 kilowatt? Please check.
2.2 kilowatt.
Throw a rope on it and bring it on in. Try not to trash it, please. We need those parts.
Pat's first order of business is a golf cart. Deep inside this clunker is the electric engine Crash needs to power his crawler.
Boat swing, baby!
And a surfboard!
Cowabunga, dudes! That's one groovy magic school bus.
Yeah, bring the surfboard back as well. He's got a Volkswagen bus with a surfboard in the back.
Gentlemen, talk to me. How you doing?
Yeah, I actually got the Suzuki Samurai.
Let's take a look at it.
My whole back of my house just looks like a junkyard.
So it's good to be back.
Yeah, this is just like living at home.
Let's see if she'll run.
Bowser's gonna strip that hippie classic and turn it into his dream machine.
Chopper scores. The SUV's lightweight. The motor's gone, and it has four-wheel drive built in.
Yeah! So psyched about the Suzuki!
Now Crash's team has an electric motor, a chassis, and Professor Crash's calculations of electric torque to build upon. They're set, in theory.
So the 4WD diff, that's probably also about...
Don't destroy it! That's a valuable microbus!
Bowser's boys have tires and a vehicle. They're rocking. But what's their fearless leader got in mind?
What thing? I am somewhat worried about this challenge because I know absolutely nothing about rock crawlers. My knowledge you could write on the back of a postage stamp and still have space left.
So psyched about the Suzuki!
Just moments ago, Shane was so psyched about the Suzuki. But now there's a humongous problem. It has no transfer case.
As far as that goes, but that's okay. No differential.
The transfer case is a gearbox that allows one engine to turn all four wheels. It's missing from the Samurai, so Crash is stuck in two-wheel drive.
Check and make sure the transfer case didn't fall out on the road.
If you don't find a transfer case, what are you going to do?
If we don't find it, then...
Are you going to be worried about it, or are you just going to move on?
Will Pat manage to recover the missing transfer case? Will Bowser ever figure out what he's doing?
Fasten your seatbelts, you're in for a rocky ride.
Still hooked? Let's climb back into the action.
Go!
Come on, right. This is gonna be fun!
We've challenged our teams to build mountain climbing machines out of pure junk in 10 hours.
Bowser's building a gas-guzzling super dune buggy to power uphill by rear two-wheel drive.
Crash is crossing a golf cart with a Suzuki Samurai to get a four-wheel drive electric rock crawler. But Shane has uncovered a fatal flaw. The Suzuki's transfer case is missing. Pat is out on an emergency search and rescue mission to find one. But it's a bust.
So it's back to the drawing board.
Let me do some math here for a second. Let me see what the...
Pick one freaking plan and stick with it. Right now we're bouncing all over the plant.
But we need a good plan.
We're better off using two motors and motorcycle gear.
One on each driveline.
One on each driveline.
Crash's new plan is to use two golf cart motors to achieve four-wheel drive. He'll link one to each axle using motorcycle chains and sprockets. It's double the work and has twice the risk of going terribly wrong.
Give me some motorcycle sprockets
okay. For
the gear down. We need two sets. More reduction is better. They don't have to be identical.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, that looks like so much fun.
So is everybody happy with this new plan?
This would have been my choice for the rock crawler. Four-wheel drive, independent suspension. Already got the knobby tires on it. With a motor that would probably run. But hey,
I think Chopper's like me a little bit. You know, of course, I would prefer just a monster engine driving real low geared, doing it like they do in the real world.
At least Crash likes a new plan.
Quarter. It's a 4-to-1 front end.
Okay. It's Big Bowser Day.
Guaranteed, 100%, I'm doing it
You're
this way.
You're taking them. This I love. Big tires. You got it going here. What the hell is that? You're going to drive around a VW bus?
Well, no, there'll be no bus there at all.
What are you doing to them?
We're cutting the whole thing off.
You're cutting the whole bus off?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're talking.
All I want is this engine.
All right.
This gearbox.
Yeah.
And this part of the frame here. All right, Crash!
What?
What are you building?
Four-wheel drive and electric, electric rock crawler. Yeah.
They're all powered by electric.
Yeah. It's only got to go up about 100 feet.
No, I'll stick with the internal combustion engine, thank you very much.
Doing four-wheel drive or just two?
Just two.
Really? Think it's going to go?
Oh, it's going to go really well.
Okay. Has that got the portal axles or is it straight axles on the back?
It's got the reduction drive in it because it's the van. Same as the Humvee's
got. So it's
got
portal axles. You got a gear, you got the shaft going in, turns a small gear, turns a big gear,
yeah.
Turns the output. Okay. Very nice. That's kind of neat.
I think
you realize that van there was probably worth $10,000.
It probably was at one stage. It's not anymore.
Those guys on Bowser's team, he's got a manual transmission. He's going to be slipping his clutch to get 0 miles per hour. He moves slow. And my guess is his clutch is going to go bing.
Come on, drop it down and let's start cutting it.
Bowser loves to bash and smash, but tearing this van apart could become a monster ordeal.
I always wanted a convertible.
Pat and Chopper have found the perfect golf cart for the second electric motor.
Okay, that one works.
Cool.
And all the crucial motorcycle parts are beginning to pile up.
Look at the gear reduction on that.
Yeah, so I grabbed it.
But Junkyard Wars technical guru Greg Bryant predicts a mixed future for Team Crash.
I really like the electric motors. I really like the idea of having that real high torque at low speeds. I think it's exactly the right stuff for mountain climbing. The downside is because they're transferring very high torque through that chain, that means that chain is going to be under tremendous load.
And right? It could just snap.
There's only a single strand, so easily it could snap. And we've seen chains snap a lot
that
on this show.
All the time.
All the time. Bowser is taking a pretty straightforward automotive approach. A lightweight vehicle, in this case a Volkswagen bus, rear-wheel drive, good solid engine in there. Interesting novel front-end suspension that can twist a lot. Crash, on the other hand, is going with an electric vehicle. Good low-speed torque in the vehicle. It's going to be a little heavier, but that's going to be offset by the fact that he's got four-wheel drive. So we've got two different, very good approaches to the problem here. We'll just have to see how it turns out as the day goes on.
All right, team, you've got 6 hours remaining. Let's get it going.
Uh-oh.
6 hours remaining.
6 hours.
Back in Destruction Central, hacking apart the bus is taking forever. Over 4 precious hours have passed, and not a single thing has been built yet.
This thing is a real pain in the neck to take apart.
Is it coming together how you planned?
Exactly.
Exactly? No stumps yet?
No.
Bowser?
All right, then.
What have you run into?
Well, the only problem we've had is just getting this bodywork off.
Hacking's always rough, but this is ridiculous. As the hours crank away, Bowser's plan is in pieces.
Ready?
This one's no good. This one goes out in the yard.
And in the Team Crash build bay, upstart Chopper Rat spots a fatal flaw in Crash's new plan.
You're done. The chain and sprocket thing is definitely our weakest link. Not only are the chains rusty and old, these sprockets here are useless. When we start welding them, it's gonna break. I mean, you got scrap here.
It's into the trash with Crash's concept. Chopper has figured out a better idea, and he's raring to convert his team to his design.
I definitely feel that we could take this differential and flip it up like that.
Chopper's worried that the chains will break when they climb a hill. His down and dirty solution is to weld the motors directly to the front and rear axles for a rugged connection.
Really, we can just open that up and put that whole differential, golf cart one, right straight and make it.
No
right
problem,
here.
Crash. Your teammates are there to brainstorm when your formulas fail. Boom, done.
I'm fine with that.
The back one, roll that one up. Boom, done.
Crash isn't completely convinced. He thinks it could be dangerous.
That motor is going to have to wiggle up and down as the front end deflects.
If the motors aren't mounted just right, they could rip off from the differentials and injure the driver.
Pretty far, huh? Oh, it's going to flop around with about 500 pounds of force.
But Shane's got that covered.
Up the thing, then we'll bracket the whole motor.
I need your advice on wheels.
Things aren't exactly rolling along either for Bowser.
Might too heavy.
What about those great tires? They don't fit.
Now, what can we do with that?
I could cut the center out, possibly, and weld it in that one.
Gus plans to weld BW bus rims inside the rims of huge off-road tires, but that's a humongous job. Any mistake and they could wobble, bend support struts, even rip off.
This side, all the way around. That way we'd just bolt it on.
Since you know you're rigging this up like this, what are you doing to secure it to give it the most, you know, the most fundamental strength so it does, so there's less of a chance of it breaking?
I'm just going to weld it all the way around and hope it stays on there.
A lot of hope in Gus's plans.
I know it's going to stay on there.
Which one of you guys wants to drive this thing?
Oh, they all do.
I want to make the last run because there won't be anything left when I get out of it. Nothing.
You just want to run it right into the ground, don't
you? Rip it apart. Bring back the steering wheel and one tire. Just one tire. That'll be all. Everything else will be disintegrated.
Okay, so he's not driving. Right?
He's driving right at the end.
Yeah.
So you're rolling with an electric motor?
Two electric motors.
Two electric motors.
One in the front, one in the back. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, do the math.
Idea, but it's not even.
2 + 2, 4. Okay, I'm lost.
That's not the right number.
A 1-horsepower motor.
Okay.
Is 33,000 pounds, 1 foot in 1 minute.
Look at that, man.
Come on. A golf cart? Come on.
Look at the fat golfers they got to carry around.
They ain't got to go over rocks. Cool. As Team Crash like wrestles this. Motors, the Bowser boys try to recreate the wheel. Luckily, Gus is a perfectionist. His welds are works of art.
That man made tires out there that NASA could. You couldn't do any better.
But just like the teardown of the bus, Gus's tire project is taking forever. And there's no guarantee that the custom rims are going to work. But they're going on anyway. So is the framework. Bowser's pipe dream is becoming a reality.
Let me get a...
Sunday!
At Worcester Centrum! Monster trucks!
Dual electric drive! Posi traction! So
now, with all their motor nightmares behind them, the future's starting to smell rosy for Crash's team. Or is it?
Makes no noise at all! It's silent but deadly!
Okay, that's the name of this truck. Silent but deadly.
There you go.
And then what's going on with the electrical reds over here?
I really like what they've done with taking the golf cart axles and putting them directly on the differentials. I think that was brilliant. But those tires, if they can't transfer all that torque to the ground, then it's useless.
Order. Chopper just can't find a matched set of tires. He's sick and tired of tires.
Are they the right rim size?
Of course not. These are the only tires, though.
Is Chopper's tire pressure about to blow apart Crash's team?
And the other tires out there are just truck tires. Rims are out there. We just need to mount them and make them.
He's pushing Crash to build custom rims for big tires, just like Gus did.
We can't do that. You want to sit here and wrestle with a tire all day?
It's likely to be.
But time pressure forces Chopper to back off for now.
Oh, I say let's work on getting it running because we have a working set of tires, and if we come to this point, we have extra time, we'll work on the tires.
I agree. That's the plan.
But we got it under control now. It took about 2 minutes to sort it, and I think we're okay.
Mutiny is punishable by death. You know, until we have a good revolt and I have my team with me, then I'll take over.
Yo ho ho, and it's pirate's life for me.
All right, team, we're halfway there. You've got 5 hours left.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Hello. I come bearing gifts.
Oh, so that's superb.
So who's going to be sitting here?
I've got no idea, but it certainly ain't going to be.
It's not going to be your ass, is it?
There is no way that I want to fit me in that.
What makes this vehicle unique is Bowser is going to mount the front end on a piece of pipe stuck in another piece of pipe that allows it to twist. That way, instead of just getting the normal travel on the suspension, he should be able to allow it to twist up a great deal, which is going to be very important for keeping contact with the rocks.
So the front end should be able to drive up and over the rocks as the rear end is pushing it over.
Now, does that make it any weaker?
Anytime.
Does that put any stress points on it?
Absolutely. Anytime you add an additional degree of freedom like that, you increase the stress points. Things have to be flexible enough so that they can move, but by making them flexible enough to move, you introduce weak spots.
Gus has discovered a major problem.
Now, when these, depending on the points where these are, where it's centered, it's going to want to drag this back in.
We've got two sets of tie rods either side. That's going to stop it doing that.
Right. I'm just wondering about how much it's going to allow it to pivot. It's going to be trying to pull back on one and push on the other. So it's going to want to twist it in the center. See what I'm saying?
All we can do is go with it and have a look, see what happens.
The flexible front end has nothing to stop it from over-twisting as they climb uphill. The team needs to figure out a steering system fast, or they'll be out of control on race day.
You like to live dangerous. No lateral limiter.
It's good.
Ooh, danger.
I'll be working just fine.
So who has a brilliant plan to fix the problem?
Looks like a cat.
He gives us a design and we go, what?
I don't quite understand how this front end's going to work, but he's got it in his head, so don't do my job and hope a little bit does theirs.
Everything rests on Bowser's big shoulders.
Lengthen and shorten will be the...
I am somewhat worried about this challenge because I know absolutely nothing about rock crawlers. My knowledge you could write on the back of a postage stamp and still have space left.
I think our design is going to be better in the steep stuff because we are four-wheel drive, and for no other reason than that. In the flat, he'll probably be able to go considerably faster. I suspect our top speed will probably be around 15, 20 miles an hour. He's got a VW, he's basically a VW Beetle. And with the portal axles, he's got a little bit of gear down there. He'll probably be able to top 60 or 70 miles an hour on the flat. We'll probably only be able to 20 or so. But you know, this isn't about going 20 miles an hour on the flat. This is about going 3 miles an hour on rocks like that.
The heat is on. Even if Bowser's team manages to connect all the pieces, they've wasted half a day on a vehicle with no steering.
Crash's team is also cruising for a bruising. They plan to rock crawl with tires that have no traction.
Oh, wow.
They better find some better ones.
Bowser's team is building a vehicle with a suspension that could twist out of control and steering that won't steer. Luckily, Gus is an ace fabricator, and he's inspired.
Take another piece of this tubing and just sandwich it where it pivots like this, and then just weld four solid links and just put a collar on either side of it and allow that whole thing to have another joint here to pivot on.
That works.
You know, it might not be pretty, but
it'll work.
Gus and Sparky are building an incredible suspension and steering system that combines stability and flexibility. They're engineering a contradiction.
Gus's idea is to fit the vehicle's central spine with tie rods, stops, and joints. These will allow the front to go over rocks, but not interfere with steering.
If it works, that's one giant headache cured.
Hey, Chopper Rat.
What's happening, sweetie?
What's going on over here?
You now.
Me?
Yeah,
I'm
of
all
course.
Up in here now.
I know. You were
you
our
got,
motor.
You got some torque now?
Yeah.
So what's going on? You guys making headway? You're working well? What's going on?
Yeah, we're getting kind of down to the four-hour mark, and I'm actually a little nervous because we got a lot of stuff to do. We got all the pieces. They just need to fit together.
And are they not fitting together?
Yeah, they're fitting together. It's just, you know, we got it all. Now it's just like crunch time.
I don't know if I'm allowed to look at blue teams, but I'm looking for tires. Let's give a sneak. They got some good tires. Now I'm totally jealous.
All right, team, you got 4 hours remaining.
Uh-oh.
Chopper's still obsessed with traction. Leave no tire unturned.
Treasure. That's two.
Hey, now all we're right. cooking.
Well, we found the tires, finally. We spent a lot of time on that. We probably spent about 8 man-hours more searching for stuff than we should have spent searching for stuff.
Good enough. It looks like they found some marginally better tires.
Yeah, it looks like it. They're better than the bald ones they had before. Yeah,
I think that's going to really hurt them tomorrow because those are only marginally better than the tires they had on there before.
Every rock crawler has to have a strong roll cage to protect the driver. Bowser makes the roll cage his personal pet project.
What do you think of the roll cage?
Looks good, man.
Do you think there's any snakes in here? I am a chicken, man. Snakes scare me.
Yeah, baby!
Dickie is stockpiling an arsenal of secret weapons for tomorrow's race. Rock crawler rules allow teammates to use ramps, ropes, and jacks if they get stuck. Dickie isn't planning on staying stuck for long. He has one very secret weapon.
Ramps! Excellent, yes!
Yeah, baby!
I'd much rather you scavenge them than have to build them. Mad Max meets Junkyard Wars.
Bowser's lean, mean crawling machine is coming together.
Make sure the wheels are straight, pointed straight ahead.
Okay.
That way our steering wheel's lined up.
Right.
That look like it's pretty good, centered.
I am so impressed with that steering mechanism. That was so complicated to build, but that just works so well.
The pivoting front end is super cool, like a work of machine art. Too bad it's got a hot date with a killer boulder field.
If you thought that was junky, check this out. Our two teams are building rock crawlers to climb steep and jagged mountains.
But serious problems have popped up everywhere.
Somehow, Crash and Shane have to hotwire this electrical mess.
Okay, back up. More.
If they don't get it right, the engines won't start. Or even worse.
Yeah.
Am I missing
line? We have to figure out how to make a motor controller that'll work and not spin the wheels or blow up the motors. And you put full power across those motors, and they have a lifetime of a few minutes at most, and they explode. And that would be bad.
Woo! We got a throttle now.
Did you set the charges on the blue team?
Great. All right, team, you got 3 hours.
3 hours, baby.
3 hours. Oh, let's hustle it out, dude.
1, 2, 3.
3 hours left. Let's get it. Come on.
Come on, guys. 3 hours. Let's step it up. Come on.
Rock crawlers tip over all the time.
Shane and Chopper at that all-important protective roll cage.
We good?
We're good. Why are we talking in a southern accent? None of us are from the south. Why are we doing that?
I don't know.
What?
You tell me why we're talking like that. It's like it's creeping over from the other bay.
Here we go. Power. This is actually turning into something. You know that?
Which is scary.
Ow.
What?
You all right?
You got zap?
Oh, I got a good inductive zap on
that. Spocky!
Hey, Crash!
What?
Come here! That's not bad.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty, actually.
Well, I think pretty's, that's an optimistic term. I'm not being rude, but it's pig ugly. Now that is a thing of beauty and a joy forever. There was a picture in my mind's eye when I designed what we were going to build,
right,
and that is exactly it. There's not all that picture, one iota from the original design spec.
Really?
Crash, finish your golf cart! Bowser, finish your dune buggy! You guys only got 30 minutes left!
30 minutes! Come on, 30 minutes!
So as the sun sets, we're on the home stretch, right? Dream on.
Man, that should have worked.
What happened?
This stupid little switch that I just tried to install didn't work.
Then short them there. Yeah, see if it kicks. Okay, it's not your test procedure then. Something else gone.
Shane's blown a starter switch. It's a disaster. Unless...
We need a scrounger, go out and scrounge us a switch. What do you need?
A switch.
If anyone can score in the dark, Chopper's the man.
Steve, let's go. You got 10 minutes. Finish up.
The Bowser boys still have to weld up a storm to attach all their loose parts.
The whole plan has gone practically as I planned it from the start. It's just been physically draining. It's been hot. It's hard work, heavy parts, lots of metal, lots of cutting, lots of welding, lots of everything. I knew it was ambitious, taking a vehicle, completely taking it down to the chassis and then rebuilding it from scratch. We're going to make it. It's going to be close to the wire, but we're going to make it.
Okay, this is what I got.
Chopper's a hero.
Thank you,
perfect.
Sir.
Try and start wrapping
this starter switch.
Leave it alone.
I'm not gonna touch it. Fire. Just asking.
And in the monster machine corner, does the Bowsermobile have the right stuff?
What's going on in there? Come on!
You doubt me.
Never, never.
You doubt me.
Never!
It will run.
Oh, oh, oh! Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Yeah!
Huh?
Yeah!
That dude runs!
This thing is outstanding!
Well, hell yeah!
On three, on three. One, two, three, Bowser!
What are we doing? Moving?
We're testing.
Yeah? How's it going? You got everything running?
We'll find out in a second.
Come on, I can't wait. Let's see. Come on.
Team Crash faces the moment of truth.
Baby up.
You okay?
So it's a pat crawler. It crawls pat. Pat, huh? You almost got run over. You're giving one for the team.
I'm going to get out of here before I kill somebody else.
Hey, guys, it looks great. You guys pumped or what? Woo! Fired up? Feeling good about it?
Yeah.
What's its name? What's the car's name?
Silent but Deadly.
Silent but Deadly. Come on, man. Here we go. One, two, three.
Silent but Deadly! Woo! Woo!
All right, you got the Bowser's one.
Bowser's one, give it up, what do you say?
Yeah, baby.
You got the Silent but Deadly.
Give it up, Bowser's one. Yeah.
And then five.
Four, three, two, one. The Bowser is big, bad, and beautiful. But can it power itself by brute force through our killer course?
Silent but Deadly is a shocking mutation of Twisted Science, but will it deliver an electric finish?
The race is about to begin, and these two teams are going to rock and roll.
Both teams have 1 hour to make final adjustments to their rock crawlers.
I've already been run over once. I don't want to get it again.
Crash doesn't want any more teammates run over, himself included. So they rig up a set of rope-operated brakes.
It does work.
Bowser's team secures their secret weapons. They also swap tires to boost traction and lose weight. It's all about getting up and out faster.
Well, I think we're as done as we're going to be, aren't we?
No problem there.
After the tinkering is done, expert Greg gives the machines one last look over.
You've seen them both. Where are you at? Who are you going with?
There is no clear choice. It's not like one is out in front of the other. Crash has some great stuff there. The thing that's going to hurt Crash is his tires.
Uh-huh.
But everything else is really good on his vehicle. I mean, he's got lots of low-speed torque on that thing. He's got a light vehicle. He's got a great crew.
What about Bowser?
Bowser has a heavier vehicle. He's got more horsepower. What's going to hurt him is he doesn't have four-wheel drive.
Okay.
He's got good tires, so he's got better traction. I think that it's going to boil down to who has the best traction. Very, very, very slim guess on my part. I think Bowser's going to do it.
All right, I can't wait. Let's go to the starting line, shall we?
Team Crash and the Bowser boys will race each other up and across this mountain three times. If they can avoid getting bogged down in the sand, can crawl over rocks, and avoid rollovers, then it's a clear downhill sprint to the finish. Whichever team goes the farthest and the fastest in three heats will be the winner.
It's showdown in the Rocky Corral. The course is set. Crash's team is ready to roll for race number one.
Let's see what she does.
It's Pat driving with Crash, Chopper Rat, and Shane for support.
All right, Bobby Sue, are you ready for this first race?
I can't wait, Rossi. Let's get this thing started.
Red team, on your mark. Get set.
Pat guns Silent but Deadly's twin electric engines, which are silent. And it's stuck in the sand.
Forward rope only.
They're getting on rope.
Okay.
So they're going to assist the driver once he starts again by pulling him up the course.
Crank it up! Go! Silent but Deadly shudders and slips helplessly.
Out come pipe levers to lift the wheels up so they can slide rocks under to boost traction.
Absolutely the right stuff.
I mean, it is a rock crawler, so they need rocks.
Their slick tires can't get a grip, and neither can Crash.
Go, guys, move it!
The going's so tough that ropes are snapping.
Whoa.
Lost the rope. Turn the other way.
My way.
Turn the other way.
My way.
Five, four, three.
Come on, Pat.
Two, one.
Team Crash bites the dust.
What do you think you'll do differently next time?
Try and stay away from the sand.
These guys are wiped out. Pat goes the miserable distance of 30 feet from the start. Bowser's team shouldn't have a hard time taking the lead.
But what will they do differently to conquer this killer course? Bowser's moment of truth has arrived.
All right, Blue Team, on your mark, get set!
With Wild and Crazy Dicky at the wheel, the Bowser boys roar off fast to sudden death in the sand.
Wow,
chugging quick. It's time to use their best weapon. The ramps work like a charm.
Bowser, you're moving boulders!
Yeah, because you're in the damn way.
Brute force works too.
Gus and Bowser work the ropes like madmen.
They're at the top of the Junkyard Mega Mountain.
It's kicking out of gear.
But there's a problem. The machine won't stay in gear.
Don't go back. Dickie's about to roll over.
Richie.
We're solid.
Richie.
We're solid.
You're going nowhere.
With the finish line only 9 feet away, Bowser decides to stop.
Well, we can't risk you sliding.
Yeah, if we flip it, we're screwed.
Yeah, stay there. Call it quits. We're done.
You are really amazing.
I mean, we still think we can do it.
Oh, for sure. You just got to be careful.
Trouble is, we can't afford to risk sliding off the course. We just can't risk it.
He may be stuck, but Bowser's far ahead of Crash, and there are two more chances to better this mark.
Despite a feeble first race, Crash's team is determined to win.
Here we go, Red Team. There's everything to play for. On your mark, get set, go!
Right from the start, Chopper makes a gutsy call.
Look what they're doing. They're going up the hard stuff.
Forget sand. Chopper attacks the rocks with torque power.
Here's where bald tires fail, but teamwork counts. Crash, Shane, and Pat pull together to keep this race alive.
Whoa, that thing is trying to go over. Boy, it's trying to go over backwards.
Ah, it's close. Come on!
Chopper's driving his heart out on Junkyard Mega Mountain. But just like Dickie, he hangs up on Heartbreak Ridge.
Just do it!
They're doing it!
Oh my gosh, they're about to make the turn!
Okay, we're so close, dude.
Get a rock.
Go!
Go! Crash's team puts out a superhuman effort to inch past Bowser's mark. Is it a wipeout, or did they go farther?
One!
I come, bearing flags.
Woo!
Look at that,
It's a wipeout. They're 9.5 feet from the finish, but 6 inches behind the blue flag. Bowser barely holds on to his lead. They'll have to dig even deeper to win.
Lord, we want to win this time. Let us win, please. We thank you, amen.
For the Bowser boys' second run, it's ace driver Gus at the wheel. Nobody knows this machine like Gus. Will that give him the winning edge? On your mark, get set, go!
And they're off. And they're stuck.
Gus is digging a ditch from here to eternity.
Stop!
Out come the ropes and ramps and sheer muscle power of Bowser, Dickie, and Sparky.
The Bowser barrels onward and upward.
You're not watching home, you're crazy!
Gus takes his best shot at the rocks.
I'm gonna have to go with second gear.
But mechanical disaster strikes! And it's all downhill from there.
What is going on? What just happened?
Clutch cable's broke.
Does that mean that you're like done?
The throttle stuck.
Oh no.
The clutch cable broke.
All right, so there you have it. This run is a bust for Bowser's team.
I've got the flag of truth here. I'm gonna mark your spot. There you go.
The throttle cable's broken.
Throttle cable is too?
Yes.
And the clutch. And first gear.
Gus tastes the bitter dregs of defeat. He's only 40 feet from the start with a broken down vehicle. Bowser's team is still ahead by inches, but next time out, Crash could win. Back in the intensive care unit, Silent But Deadly is getting first aid for crack welds and drained batteries.
How all the flipping things to go?
As the Bowser checks in for emergency clutch, throttle, and low gear surgery,
well, that's as good as we're gonna get.
Crash's team rallies bravely to do battle one last time.
Will they score a stunning victory or suffer a crushing defeat? Everything rides on the final race.
We're just getting revved up here on Junkyard Mega Wars. We got some more races for you after the break, so come back. Action's crazy and the blue team is clearly ahead, but there's two more races, so it's still anybody's game.
In race one, Team Crash hit the sand trap from hell and never crawled out. The Bowser boys got stuck plenty, but ramped out and made it to the top of the mountain. On Heartbreak Ridge, they bottomed out.
Stay there, call it quick.
In race two, the tables turned. Team Crash crawled up to 6 inches behind the Bowser boys' best mark. But they, too, lost it on Heartbreak Ridge. Then, Bowser's team started strong, but broke down fast with a snap clutch, stuck throttle, and broken low gears.
Reverse.
Just moments before their ultimate challenge, Crash's team confronts Junkyard Mega Mountain with cool confidence. Shane's in the driver's seat with Pat, Crash, and Chopper for support.
Yeah. Now.
All right, Bowser, so we get the last two races of the day. Are you ready?
Rossi, let's get this thing done and over with. I want to see who's going to win.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. All right, red team, on your mark. Get set. Go!
Shane heads straight for the rocks. Silent But Deadly's doing its stuff until Axel meets Boulder.
Stop, Axel loses.
Is this a fatal hang-up? No way.
I'm coming.
Yeah!
Go, Shane's letting it all hang out, but maybe too far, because he's about to tip over.
Keep going.
Yeah!
To the left!
Oh, look out! Oh, this is getting almost got a roll. Crash almost ran over. The action's getting crazy!
Chaos! But here they go!
Keep going up there.
Nothing's stopping these guys, but can they conquer Heartbreak Ridge?
Stay high, because you got a rock that's about to belly us out.
What they have to do here is make this turn. The turn is very dangerous, because they're up this way, they have to turn down that way. So they've got to make a turn like that.
Woo!
Now it might roll.
All right.
Just hold on.
I've rolled before, it ain't no big deal.
Shane's ready to risk the ultimate rollover to take the race.
Okay.
Now this guy's got
nerves of steel.
Turn the wheels.
More.
There you go.
Here he goes, fellas. One.
I'm gonna fall, but I'm gonna sink.
Great.
Will Silent But Deadly cross the finish line upside down?
Turn, go!
Yes!
You just made it!
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Awesome!
Oh,
good driving, buddy.
You did it!
What did it? I mean, like,
teamwork.
Really?
Yeah. We learned from every mistake. We fixed every mistake. And you know what? It worked.
Wow. Your teammates are holding you up.
Yeah. I told them I was an old man. All I got left is brains.
But congratulations.
Dudes.
Dudes. All right, guys.
That was groovy.
How sweet it is.
But it ain't over yet. Bowser's boys have one last chance. The fastest team across the finish line is the winner.
Hey, Bobby Sue, it's the last race of the day. All the marbles lay on this race. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Blue team. On your mark, get set, go!
Sparky guns the Bowser uphill full throttle. Maybe too much throttle.
Hang on, whoa.
Yeah, I got no throttle.
Don't let him slip back.
It's Gus and Dickie to the rescue.
okay?
Sparky, take it easily!
Sparky'd rather take it than take it easy. It's full tilt boogie time.
That's some crazy driving by Sparky.
The Bowser's flying like a Batmobile out of hell.
Would you look at that thing go? That is awesome! That's what we're talking about. That is power, that's torque, that's the whole package.
Wait! Run, stop! Go get a rock, quickly!
This rock right here!
They're hung up on the same rock!
It's the curse of Heartbreak Ridge again!
Richie! Pull that rope on the side!
Bowser! Do I have to stop?
No!
Whoa! This is crazy. I mean, the tension, it's killing me. It's killing me, Greg.
The thing can tip over. It's very treacherous up here.
Everything hangs in the balance now. Will it be victory or rollover? We're one acceleration away.
Blue team wins!
Blue team
got it! What an unbelievable competition! What an unbelievable competition!
Bowser, that was excellent. I was watching. That was excellent.
Here we go. Listen, red team, blue team, unbelievable competition. Blue team takes it. Takes a championship. 12-year game. Unbelievable competition from Junkyard Mega Wars. Thanks for joining us.
We will see you next time. All right.